Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following this, well, I don't know if it is a crazy story or not, but either way, it is being reported that pigs' hearts are being used in transplants. Pig heart transplants in humans show sign of success. In the past month, researchers transplanted pig hearts into two people who had suffered catastrophic heart failure and were left brain dead but remained on life support. So a natural question, of course, is, as Jews, is this permitted? Does Judaism permit a pig's organ in humans? Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, member of the Chief Rabbinate Council, a very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank God. Very well, thank God. I hope all is well with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It's a very, very interesting topic. And you know, people will be astounded to hear that there's no real problem in pig, in the actual use of pig. I mean, using a pig is very emotive, but it isn't, there's no difference between a pig or a part of any other animal. Pigs, you're not allowed to eat pigs, we're not allowed to eat pigs, but there's no reason why we cannot benefit from pigs. And I think most people, there are pig valves used in bodies, there's all sorts of parts.
Well, it's true. I was thinking that we do use, you know, for stents and for valves, I think we've been using pig for a while, haven't we?
Yes, I think so. And the interesting thing is, I'm told, and I don't know for sure, but for example, in the Muslim world, they're not so easygoing in the use of pig valves and things like that. But Judaism has no objection to the using of the pigs. Everything in this world is created for a purpose, and if that's going to be the purpose of the pig, then all the more so. We're perfecting the world. Mm, that's our duty, to perfect the world. There are problems. It's not as simple as we think. I mean, because it obviously it depends on what is considered death. I mean, I think these people they had brain death.
Yes.
And they had to transfer their heart. But basically, this is going to talk in Judaism. Orthodox Judaism apparently accepts that the true death is the heart death. Now, if say he has a person has his total collapse of his heart and his heart is removed, and he's given a pig's heart.
Wow, is he alive?
Well, what is his status? Is he alive? Is
wow.
It,
what a great...
That's a lovely question.
What a great question. Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. And then the next thing to that is very interesting. I mean, you know, sometimes pig skin is used when they're waiting for skin transplant. So there are all these theoretical questions which will be decided until, in fact, it becomes effective, the use of these xenotransplants, outside transplants from pigs, etc. There are many, when the question of heart transplants began, then there was great questions asked. At first there was a total objection by the halachic authorities. They say you might be killing two people. You're killing the person you're taking the heart from, and the person who you're removing a heart from to give this heart. And then gradually the science developed, and medical science, I think Parton was one of the great doctors from South Africa, in fact, who was one who did one of the first heart transplants.
Right.
And now it's more and more accepted, but there are many, many, Ken. Yes, I remember. Mm. But there are many, many ethical questions, and these might be resolved. I'm sure that when it actually becomes utilized, in other words, when it will be effective to use pig's heart and transplant it to a human being, and that will solve many problems because there will never be sufficient hearts to transplant, then the people will look at it with a different attitude. At the present moment of time, because of the risk involved, the question is, in what circumstances are we allowed to get involved in experimental transplantation? I mean, say a person, his heart isn't working too well, and he's offered a pig's heart, and it's not necessarily true that the pig's heart is going to save him. What situation must he be to allow himself to have his heart removed and so curtail his present life in the hope that his life will be lengthened? That's called chaye sha'ah or chaye olam. Chaye sha'ah is a person who has a short time to live, vis-a-vis a person who will have a chaye olam, will have the possibility of living for unspecified time. What is considered a chaye sha'ah, that he, because he has a limited time to live, he can take certain risks, is also debatable. Is a chaye sha'ah up to a half a year? Is it a few days? That depends also on the science and the advancement of medicine. These pig's hearts are modified, of course. You know, they have genetical modifications. They have to have modifications in order not to be rejected, and modifications for other reasons, not all. Yes, this is a great problem. It shouldn't cause the transfer of a pig heart to a human being, shouldn't transfer all sorts of diseases and viruses. I mean, we've been suffering from viruses which should be transferred from animals the last 2 or 3 years. That's also a great medical problem. I don't know if you know that today is the Yom HaZikaron, is the memorial of one of the greatest rabbis called Chaim Ben Attar, Rabbeinu Chaim. He's one of the very few rabbis who's called Kadosh, Rabbeinu or HaChaim HaKadosh.
Right.
And he says, he died 277 years today. Right. And he says a remarkable thing. La'atid lavo, yale geira v'yachzol liot mutar. He says, in times to come, the pig will become a ruminant, and it will not be forbidden. In other words, because it will chew its cud. In other words, perhaps he was saying in his own words that one day the pig was going to be something which is useful to us. It'll be the halacha doesn't change, but the pig does change, and because of the modification, perhaps it'll be used.
That is fascinating.
But people shouldn't be scared.
When was that written?
The Or HaChaim HaKadosh was written, he died 277 years ago. And he quotes, he speaks about a verse on the Bible which it says that you mustn't eat the pig because it doesn't regurgitate its food, and it repeats it twice. And it says the interpretation of that pasuk is that eventually, ultimately, the time will come when, in fact, when in fact it will be able to be used.
And the fact is that it's his yahrzeit. It's really incredible. I have to say, tell you that very often when I'm learning with my partner, and we're learning something from the Talmud, from the Gemara, and we land up Googling things that are just incredible that they knew at the time and understood around the natural world at the time that we have to Google today to try and understand. It is absolutely just incredible. And this is when these types of things come together. It is really just so remarkable when we see it.
The point I really want to make is, yes, that our duty in life, and the great scholars of the medieval times say specifically, is to l'taken olam b'malchut shaddai. The world isn't perfect. We have to find a perfect and improve, and everything that we have in this world can be used to be improved. I don't know whether eventually the pig transplantation will come about. I should imagine, and I would hope, that medical science will be able to do far more preventive medicine on the actual hearts that were given to us by the Almighty God. But nonetheless, it's a great thing, and it's a great scientific advancement.
Absolutely.
And it's all for the betterment of society, and anything that's done for the betterment of society we should be thankful for, providing of course it doesn't detrimental to other people. I mean,
absolutely.
There's always going to be conflicts in these things.
Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council. Fascinating conversation. It is 8:31. Thank you for your time and for your generous knowledge sharing.